Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Masks of Nyarlathotep, by Larry DiTilio and Lynn Willis.
Did we make it to London?
Last session, I noticed. Yes, we definitely made it to London. Looks like we had two sessions in London.
I don't think you were at the session, the last session in London.
I was not. And I just looked at the notes, and I definitely was not not playing the last session in London.
I think I remember Steve and I were following up on the artist.
Right, we were different artist and Max and Jim, or character names, Jim and Jamie. We're back at the Egyptian Club, and they were, I guess they were about to get their spotlight time, trying to figure something out there. Eventually, I think the plan is for them to try to get on that truck that all the, I'm not even sure what they are, all the people get on every month.
The people that went missing kind of thing.
Yes, right, yeah, there's a truckload. They load them up every month and take them somewhere. So I think some of the seedier looking people are going to try to get on the truck, and the rest of us are going to try to follow in a car. But we don't know when the truck shows up.
No. Why don't we continue at the moment with the Miles Shipley? While Jamie hangs out at the club. Yeah. Jamie was hanging at the club. Did Jim go with Jamie?
Miles.
Jim went to the library. And okay. And almost got, and he got attacked by something in the fog.
Yep.
And Jim and Jamie. And Miles. And Ophelia.
What am I doing?
It's up to you.
We've gone to London. Basically. Okay.
London.
That's where I am.
Yeah, let's see. So, that session, Jim goes to the library, Betsy and Tito go to the gallery. Jamie goes sightseeing. So, at the end, Betsy and Tito. That's Steve and I. Yep. We went to Shipley, right? And Jim and Jamie, they will go back to the club. And that's the plan they had, to see if they were going to be able to get hired. I remember Jim's character. Was it Jamie or Jim?
Jamie.
Jamie was trying to get a work as chef, last I remember. And what I don't recall, Gary, is if he got it or not.
What was he trying to do? Sorry.
Get a job as a chef in the club.
No, he wasn't going to get a job as a chef.
In the kitchen or something. I don't know.
No, he wasn't going to get one. No.
Well, he found that spice shop. Maybe that's.
There's a spice shop as well.
Why don't we say that basically, the night finishes. Jim and Jamie went to the club. And you all basically meet back at the hotel, and it's the next day.
I guess I'm just a little confused because missed two sessions. What are our sort of high level goals while we're in London? Is it just see what this cult is up to?
Why don't you do a quick London recap for Jonathan? Yeah.
I'm trying to read through the notes, but
sure.
So, Stephen, do you want to do a quick recap?
Sure. Let me see where do the notes start in London, and I'll kind of wing it.
Session eight.
What page? Okay, there we go. Okay, so yeah, London. We got there and we had a list of leads. The editor was one guy named Mickey Mahoney. He's the it's a tabloid kind of thing that Jackson was affiliated with over here, or who printed some of Jackson Elias' stuff, I believe. Inspector James Barrington at Scotland Yard was a guy who had investigated some murders recently. Then there's the Penhue Foundation, you know, that from the original, of course. The director of the Penhue Foundation, which is in London here, is Edward Gavigan. Penhue himself disappeared as a member of the original expedition that from the Carlisle expedition that went missing. So we kind of jumped around and did we went to some of us went to see the editor, and he gave us a few stories that Jackson had been researching there before he left. A few of them, the highlights of that are there's a painter with some crazy surrealist artwork, police baffled by monstrous murders, which and there are some murders that are taking place off in some small little city. Can you help me with that, Gary, or anyone?
Yeah,
it's outside, like 2 hours somewhere.
Yeah, that's where is it? Let's say Edel.
Yeah. Okay. So there's something going out there that no one has poked their nose into yet that Jackson Elias was looking up. A few guys went out to the Penhue Foundation, and I think that looks like it was Jim and I want to say it was Miles as well. Those two maybe. Yeah. There was a truck in back doing some suspicious business, and they kind of took note of that and then went inside and kind of got shoot out by after a short meeting with the Penhue guy. His name I just
scrolled.
Gavigan. Yeah. Edwin, you were there for that. You want to give me more highlights? Do you remember?
Only 6 months ago.
Yeah, nothing.
I mean, we kind of pushed pretty hard, I think, talking to him and asked about the bloody tongue and all that. But I don't – and he – I guess one of the big deals was that there seemed to be a bunch of thugs around there that we sort of followed back and forth. But
in the end, nothing really came of that, right?
It definitely seems fishy, but that's as far as we really got, I think. Oh, and we followed somebody to a bank. So Gavigan, right? Yeah, I guess we followed Gavigan to a bank.
Okay. That was the part I had forgotten.
So I guess the Penny Foundation is a direct lead from before, whereas these others just seem to be odd things that are happening.
Right.
Okay, when they went to see Miles Shipley, one of the paintings which they purchased was a huge mountain with a black wind blowing and a bloody tongue hanging in the air.
Yeah, it all looks pretty scary. Yeah. Penhue's are direct tie to the Carlisle Foundation, but if we're following up on Jackson Elias, the other ones are pretty strong, and yeah, like that. Like Gary just mentioned, we have that big painting that we came across in Shipley's office. Oh, we've also been paid a visit by the inspector in our hotel. I think Jamie went down to I don't know, to snoop around at the police station, I guess. And he said, why don't I come around and have a little chat with you guys? So Inspector James Barrington showed up at our hotel and talked to us about a few things. Yeah, I guess those are the highlights. Okay. Yeah.
But our sort of immediate goal is to follow this truck.
Either that or to last night, Betsy and Tito. After we went, we visited Shipley's house, which is where all his paintings are. We visited his house during the daytime, and we saw all these crazy paintings, and we purchased the one with the bloody tongue and the black man thing, and took that back. And then that night, the two of us went back as well and tried to follow him and stake out the house. But he was kind of onto us, and he went back into the house. So we think there's something going on for sure. I mean, he's got blackout paper around all the walls. The place smells like reptiles, and he's got clearly incriminating artwork there. So we kind of think, at least I'm suspicious, that he may have been going out to see someone of interest when he kind of twigged that we were following him. So we got, while we're waiting on the truck, we can certainly shake down the Shipleys, beat up an old man and his wife.
Okay. Great.
That's a fairly thorough description of what's happening in London.
Do I need a sand roll while I'm sitting in the hotel room looking at this painting?
Yes, you do.
Yay.
You had to ask.
I love sand rolls. They're great. 33 success.
And I think we documented that and sent off, I took a picture of it and sent off some notes to some other people.
Yes.
Oh, wow. We have a camera.
Somebody had a camera. One of the PIs, I think.
Okay.
Or we had to purchase one.
Yeah, it was not Miles, but the other PI.
Jim.
Max. Jim. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
No?
Jim! Speak of the devil.
Yes. Jim, who was having technical issues. Camera? Do I have a camera?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I do have a camera. Aha. Pocket camera. Oh, it would have been nice if I wrote film, though.
I can buy you some film. Do I lose anything for a success? Is it
not
that terrifying? Okay.
No.
Don't see what all the fuss is about.
So, okay. After you guys have met for breakfast and had a discussion about this Marshall League fellow, and basically Jim and Jamie didn't come up with anything more in the club. It was just a fairly ordinary night at the club.
Yeah.
But we've got, we do have a lead to the spice shop that guy, the guy who brings the truck full of Egyptians to the club, owns the spice shop, right?
Tufik al-Sayed?
Yes, Tufik, yes. Thank you. So we know where that is as well. That's something we could do during the day. I think maybe that's what Jim was trying to do with Jamie. He was trying to get a job at the spice shop, maybe? And
yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Well, he went out, no, he went and met with Tufik, and he was asking about food around the area, where the best places he could try. Egyptian food in the area, and he was talking about the spices.
Right, but I think I was going to say, I thought his thought process was to get on with Tufik, and then when it's time to get the truck or whatever, he can kind of work that side of the,
mm-hmm.
that side of it. Is that right?
I don't know if we were trying to get a job with the guy, but I know we went to look around.
He went to look around. He just happened to walk past there while he was walking through Soho.
Right.
And he went in there.
We're trying to get some people inside the truck and then people following the truck eventually. Right. And so to get inside the truck, you got to get in with Two-Fig, maybe, was our thinking. Or not. I don't know. That's what I thought.
I don't think so. See, Two-Fig is part of the Penhu Foundation expeditions.
What?
Yeah, because if you look there on the second to last page of our notes, it shows that walking on Ardour Street in Soho, Jamie finds a spice shop with the name Tupac al-Sayed above the door. The shop has a back room and an upstairs. And then on the page prior to that, page 29, Tupac al-Sayed, spice dealer, once guarded one of the Penhu Foundation trips.
It should have been guarded, but yes, that is correct, yeah.
So he's the link then, though. He directly links the Penhu Foundation with the Blue Diamond Club, because he's the one who brings the truckloads of the Egyptians to the Blue Diamond, but he's also been working with the Penhu Foundation before. So he's a link between those two things. Which definitely bumps him up to the top of the radar.
He doesn't bring them to the Blue Pyramid. He takes them from the Blue Pyramid.
Even more incriminating, but less helpful.
The truck picks up people at midnight from the Blue Pyramid.
Once a month, yeah.
And they are never once seen again.
And then basically taken away. And yes, Yelisha's boyfriend was one of them. Yelisha being a dancer at the club. Yeah, and there's plans for him to hang out in the club the next couple of days to try to get into the truck.
And we think this is happening soon.
Well, you don't know.
Right.
That's what I was going to ask, yeah. Do we know, was the last truck was taken recently, or was it, several weeks ago?
You have no idea.
Looking at the notes say next time in a few days, but...
Oh, sorry, you're right. Next time in a few days, you are correct. Sorry,
Well, I think we pin it down to a time frame, but not an exact date.
Right. Yes.
Okay. I mean, so presumably Alicia knew when the last one was, more or less.
I do apologize.
This is what we should do. We should write things in the notes that sort of help us and
change. This is what we do. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's what we should do.
That box of dynamite we found three sessions ago.
Exactly. Yeah,
oh, you mean the crate of Tommy guns?
So, now that we may have caught up, what would you guys like to do?
I don't know that it's worth messing around with the Blue Diamond during the day.
Yeah, I think it might be interesting going to, because it doesn't seem like we have stopped by Two-Fix shop, but we definitely know that he was a part of the...
Jamie was in Two-Fix shop.
Yeah, Jamie's gone past Two-Fix shop, and he's gone in and spoken briefly to him. But
he's a super reliable...
He's a font of information.
This lesser Edale, I assume that's what, like a couple of hours outside of London?
That is correct.
You know, we could always have some people take a day trip and some people, because that's going to take the better part of a day, right? First you have to get out there and then you have to do whatever you're going to do. Then you got to, I mean, if we're catching a train, it's on the train line.
Probably take more, wouldn't it? Because
it's
probably not going to be something just go up and solve in a few hours, is it?
Right, yeah. So,
what about the other thing going on in London, though, is this these murders.
Right, big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. That was not a sarcastic comment.
No, seriously.
Have we looked into that at all?
Well, I think Jim did when he was almost grabbed in the middle of the night in the fog by something that almost killed him.
Oh.
Yeah, I started firing, and it was basically like tendrils of fog that came out and attacked us. I started firing at it, and then the police came and scared it off.
It's the third paragraph under third day.
Coming from where? From the river or from?
Just from the fog.
Ooh. Oh, boys, you must have just imagined that. Come on, let's.
By the way, if you're talking about also number 27, note number 27, about the slaughter continues. Those murders, that's the one that Inspector Barrington was talking to you about, which is linked to the Blue Pyramid.
Oh, how was it linked?
Basically, all of the people who are all foreigners who have basically turned up dead have been known to go to the Blue Pyramid.
Okay.
One of the victims being Yelisha's boyfriend.
I wonder if it's worthwhile I wonder if it's worthwhile to go by the scoop and talk to anyone about if anyone's come forward with any information. Because I see in the newspaper article from them, it says that they have a standing reward for information leading to the apprehension and conviction of the perpetrators in an amount risen to £24 with the latest death.
I think in Game Times we were there just yesterday or the day before.
The newspaper.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, right.
That's where we got the articles.
That's where you got these articles from.
Right. Is there anything in the papers today? Is there any, have there been any more murders?
Well, in the scoop,
it's the only paper worth reading in London. Come on.
Absolutely.
Is that the real paper name there, Jonathan?
I don't think so.
No, it's not. Okay. It's not a real paper. In the scoop, you see an article called this.
Ah, wait, by Groot? Oh, genre mixing.
That's correct. Number 28.
The interview was very...
It almost had me. By Alan Groot. Victim. It was like turning suddenly, knowing something was there, only to find nothing. A nothing possessing hideous life. The dank water smell of the cloying fog was replaced by a foul scent of smoldering hair. Ooh, we've smelled that before. Which somehow reached out and filled my lungs, driving itself deep into my body. I began to choke. It meant to kill me. I cannot describe the terrible feeling of invasion by those foggy tendrils. And still, I could see nothing. Excerpt from a longer article, ghostwritten by Mahoney, months before the investigators arrive.
Maybe he didn't imagine it.
Mahoney, huh?
We could...
Mahoney's the editor, right?
Yeah.
That is correct, yep.
We could try and track down this Groot.
Well, Groot doesn't actually exist. It was ghostwritten by Mahoney, the editor.
No, but Groot was the victim.
Well, I assume that means exist, Mahoney wrote really up the account.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking that maybe Mahoney just made up the name and he had some reports.
Well, we could look up police reports and...
Right, maybe we just go talk to this Mahoney guy.
He is the guy that we talked to, right?
Right, and did he didn't mention anything about this, correct?
No, because he only asked him about what...
yeah, we didn't ask him about the fog. No, that hadn't happened to us yet.
But right, now that we know that it's... Might be real.
I'm up for going and seeing this Mahoney again.
Yeah. By the way, though, Alan Groot escaped the thing. The story concludes. I don't know why they didn't have this information in it. By noting that Groot at present is in Scotland, is in a Scotland asylum.
Oh.
Ah, that's. Does it say which one?
No, it says that Scotland is asylum.
Why is he in Scotland?
I don't know.
The asylum at Kerbannock.
There's plenty of good asylums in London. There's a place called Croydon. It's a big asylum.
Don't get offended, Ophelia. It's okay. Yeah, I'd be down to go talk to this Mahoney again, too. Ophelia and I can go take care of that.
Was Groot the one in the asylum? I'm sorry, I missed that and I was on.
Yeah.
Yes, Groot is the one in the asylum.
That's going to be more than a 2-hour trip.
To Scotland. Yes.
I wouldn't mind going out to... to check out the those murders the Derwent, is that right?
I'll go. Miles will go with.
Okay. Just to at least kind of dip our toes in the water over there and see what we can find. Don't plan on staying overnight, just kind of finding out a little bit and coming back maybe. Because the Blue Diamond, that's too important to miss, right?
Seems like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, at this point,
not
though,
all of us have to be there still, but... Yeah.
At this point, though, I would say, it's not even worth waiting inside the club. It's better to just wait outside the club with a car, just ready to go.
Well, I thought some of them were going to try to join the group somehow that gets picked up in the truck.
Yeah, but I think out of... Not character Jim, but player Jim and I, Jamie and I, I think we went there and tried to like talk our way / schmooze, but without knowing who to talk to specifically and or being invited, it's kind of hard getting ourselves invited onto that truck.
Also,
whereas if we know that they always pick them up, like, in a certain part of the club, either front of the club, back of the club, whatever, which we could probably confirm with that dancer, then we could probably just post up a stakeout car all ready to go each night.
She said back of the club.
Mm. There you go.
All right. Sounds good.
So, depending on what you guys do today and what time Ophelia and I are done with the Mahoney gentleman, then maybe we can start, first watch on the back alley this evening.
Is anybody going to be doing anything else about... Miles Shipley.
The ship leader.
Yeah, that guy is...
I had wanted to take some of the strong men type over there at night because there's dark things covering all of the windows and it's muffled with sound. And we could kind of go in there and have a nice little conversation undisturbed if we wanted to. Of course, I guess we could do that during the day as well.
If it's all shut up.
Well, I have a 51 locksmith, so...
Is that all?
I know, Ophelia. I haven't had as much free time with, you know, my tin spoon compared to your silver spoon.
Well, it's the residence. Yeah, it is their residence, so it would be breaking in while they were there.
Well, these artists typically sleep all day and are out all night.
So maybe going during the day would be the best? Catch them off guard? Or
well,
maybe go
we
in the
went
evening
to,
with the hope that they're out of the house?
We went to visit the gallery during the day. He was painting. So he works during the day.
That was at his house. The gallery was at his house. Where you went to visit him.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, during the day he paints, so it's like they're gonna be there.
But he has a gallery showing or something, not in his house also, or was that in the past?
I think that was in the past.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it like a group of galleries that were doing showings, and he was part of that group of galleries?
No, most of his paintings have been bought up by private collectors.
Now, that's interesting, too. Who are these people buying these paintings?
People with no taste.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
Like you guys.
Not hang it in my my house.
Exactly.
Well, that's your family would definitely not allow that.
People with no taste and too much money. Give me a nice painting of a ship on the water, or you know, something solid. I like that. Nice landscape.
Yeah. Well, in any event, if we go back, Tito and Betsy are well known, so if we show our face, we better have a clear objective for what's going on, because they made us in that evening and, you know, they met us during the day. Someone else could maybe be on the sly, but if we go in there intending to wreck up the place, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. Otherwise, the two of us should stay out of sight, at least.
What do we think he's got?
We don't know.
Just more odd paintings. I mean, it's not much to go on, is it?
Well, he's so far the concrete link to the business back in New York, right? The Cult of the Bloody Tongue was what they had talked about back there. And I think this painting is supposed to be in Africa.
Well, Kim and Penhu Foundation, which, because the Penhu Foundation was one of the guys who disappeared in the group, which was what Jackson Elias asked you to follow up on originally. The Carlisle.
Right. Right, I said, when I said the business in New York, I guess what I was referring to was the ugly business down in the basement where there were actual zombies and people dying and all that stuff. That was related to, like, the Cult of the Bloody Tongue in Africa. And this guy's got pictures about the Cult of the Bloody Tongue. So to me, that's the direct kind of smoking gun.
Mm.
Yeah, which is the same place as where Carlisle disappeared, was in Africa.
Right.
Very nice web of clues. Mm-hmm. All connected. Leading us in circles.
So, first of all, do you still want to see Mahoney?
Yes, I think so. Just because it's easy to do. We're not talking about breaking in or traveling across country, so.
I guess we could all visit Mahoney at first while we kind of get our heads together. Maybe, who knows what he has to say, maybe that sends us off in a specific direction. And then if people want to go to the countryside, you know, they can always catch the train after that, I guess. Well, or can they? I guess maybe we should look into the timetable.
Well, it can always be tomorrow. I mean, there's a huge hurry.
That's true, too. Yeah, why don't we all go see Mahoney?
Miles will wait outside the newspaper, smoke on the sidewalk, see who comes and goes.
Okay, you head off to Mahoney. Mahoney's there and he says, "Hi, hello. What can I do for you?"
Did I meet him last time? What was it? What was it?
Yeah, I'll say
okay.
You were there last time. Yeah.
Right. We're looking for a bit more information about these murders. What can you tell us about this Alan Groot?
A huge amount. He Alan Groot. He is in the Brown's Resident Clinic for the Insane in Glasgow. He basically was describing very much what you read in the story. Said that he was attacked by some weird thing in the fog. Supposedly he was interrupted. A policeman came.
I look over at the guys that experienced this last time and say, anything you want to say about that?
I think the only guy who experienced it just stepped away for a moment.
I'm sure Jamie would take the $50 to tell about it, but
how did you find this Mr. Groot?
Oh, well, we reported it to the police. I just rewrote the story from the police.
Huh. Interesting, you didn't mention this before. It's an awful lot like the thing Jackson may have been interested in. What else are you holding back, Mahoney?
This happened after Jackson. But interesting enough, it was said that It was when the Bobby's light fell upon this thing that the creature, or whatever it was, left.
We should go and buy some flashlights.
Big ones.
But, yeah, it was the information that I didn't end up putting in the story.
So, did we land on who's doing what?
We're all in the boat right now.
At the newspaper. You're going to tell this chap about the attack.
And as yes. I said, he's in the Brown's resident clinic for the insane in Glasgow.
Brown's. Glasgow. God, that would drive you insane, wouldn't it? I've been to Glasgow. Glaswegians are lovely people.
And let's hope you don't go back if someone hears this.
Granted, most of the times I've been in Glasgow, it's been to do martial arts, and so, yeah, I have been beaten up
by that's right.
Glaswegians. Which is not a stereotype.
Yeah, so.
Truth is stranger than fiction. All right, so Ophelia and I are headed to the newspaper, and.
We are all at the newspaper currently.
Oh, everyone. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, everyone went to the newspaper, yeah.
Just because that's what we're doing.
Aw, teamwork.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, I guess we'll ask the receptionist to see Mr. Editor Guy.
You've been talking to him. He doesn't actually have a receptionist.
Oh. Well, he's not important at all.
Yeah. He's been telling you about the light, that the thing was scared off by the light, and how Groot's now in the clinic in Glasgow.
Terrible. Terrible. It seems like I was, myself and my associate were attacked by the same thing last night.
Oh, you were, indeed. Can you tell me more about it?
No, it's...
Do you mind if I write a story?
An anonymous with obviously without our names, yes. I mean, people should be careful out walking at night on these streets. That was not a good situation. Now, does that make the same kind of sense with when the policeman showed up? When the policeman showed up, what, did he, like, flash his flashlight and that's what made this thing go away, thinking back on it now?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe advise people to carry a flashlight when they're out at night. Obviously, telling people that there's some crazy mist monster out there, maybe a little bit over the top, but that there might be a rise in nighttime criminal activities, and people should be making sure that they're taking a light with them, that they're well lit and or don't get, you know, accosted in any dark alleys.
It sounds good, and he's basically writing notes. It is excellent. That sounds like fantastic.
But no names, please.
No names. I promise, no names.
Oh, but now, yeah. Was this the only other time this had been reported, or had there been other times this incident had been noticed?
This is the only time I've had it reported, that I've heard it.
Except for Groot.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, Groot, no, that's what I think, that's what I was asking. Yeah. Other than Groot, the only one
survived.
And me, and Jamie.
Well, you don't.
So.
No, Jamie wasn't there. It was just you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we had both of the reported incidents of this fog thing, both people survived.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And you said this was months prior to us arriving? The article?
Yes.
Was it the same kind of time frame as we are now in the month?
No.
Okay.
That's really all the information. I mean, you can try whether you can get any information from Alan Groot.
Yeah, well, maybe we could phone the clinic, gentlemen and ladies. Maybe we could phone the clinic.
Do they have phones in Scotland?
Oh, yes. Ophelia. It's the punch communication system. Someone punches someone in the face and tells them the message, and then they find the next person and punch them in the face and tell them the message.
We send a telegram or a dispatch a rider. Yeah. Okay, so this guy's pretty much dried up.
Yeah, don't think he has much else to tell us. Are you sure there's nothing else you could tell us? About this?
No, unfortunately. If I had more information, I would give you
psychology on him, see if he's holding back.
You can try.
Well, that doesn't fill me with that much hope, Gary. Come on. Oh, well, I got an ought 5, which is an extreme success.
He's not holding anything back.
Okay. This well has run dry. Yes.
We know it's run dry.
Thank you for your help.
No.
And we'll be in touch.
And he gives you some money for the story as well.
Oh. Why? Thank you.
Pounds, baby.
More like pence, probably.
2 shillings. Don't spend it all at once.
Your name will be all over London tomorrow.
Okay, so I guess Betsy will be in if we're going to go shake down the Shipleys at all, because that'll probably involve some type of confrontation.
Betsy loves her confrontation.
Yes. Well, if we go back to the Shipleys at all, I think it's going to have to entail a confrontation. I thought we had talked about that. If not, you know, another tech will work as well. But
well, look, what has to happen and what you want to happen may be mutually exclusive, may not be mutually exclusive.
What's on your face, Jim? Don't look at me. eyes! Go for the eyes! Just an old man!
Yeah, so we could go do the Shipley thing. I think we should probably make a call to the asylum. See if Groot is even actually still around.
Yeah, I just didn't want too much of the day to get away from us if we were going to do that. Because if we're doing the Shipley thing, then I'll stick around. If not, then I think Miles and I were going to try to get out to the country, and that's kind of a trip.
Yeah, so do you want to call?
Let's do the Shipley thing. Go ahead and call Glasgow, and then we'll just all go over there as a gang together, because that seems kind of timely. We can worry about the country tomorrow if it comes.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, we'll do the call to Glasgow.
Okay.
Say hello. All
right, in your thickest Scottish accent, Gary.
I don't do accents. I'm terrible at accents.
Yes, hello. Calling to inquire about a man staying there, Alan Groot.
Yes.
An Alan Groot.
Yes, a Mr. Groot, yes.
Yes.
I want you to do everything. Just keep doing the Scottish accent, please.
Well, I have to speak so they can understand me.
I had muted myself so I could kind of have a little bit of a snack, and I was drinking coffee at the time that you broke out the your Scottish accent there, and I am.
Is Mr. Kind of Groot still around?
Yeah, he's still here.
May we speak to him?
Well, I don't know if that would be any help. These days he really doesn't say much. And he says one word. Gavigan.
One word. What?
Gavigan.
Gavigan?
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Well.
That's a word.
Thank you so much, dear. You have been quite a help. I do hope that Mr. Groot gets better.
Your next character has to be Scottish.
Yes.
And all the ones after that, forever. In this campaign and all future ones.
Scottish pirate. Excellent.
Are you just doing Groundskeeper Willie? Because
no. You don't know what you're talking about. All right. I think that was an brilliant. Awesome phone call. Gavigan. Okay. Penhew Foundation. Sketchy.
And this is the same Gavigan that you went and introduced yourself
to. That I went and spoke to, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And gave your card to.
Oh.
Damn it.
Fudge.
Arr.
So this Groot is the one that was attacked by the fog as well?
Yes. And he seems to be fixating on Gavigan from the Penhew Foundation.
So you went to talk to Gavigan and the thing attacked you as well. There you go.
Jamie talked to Gavigan. Jamie was the one who got attacked.
I got attacked.
Oh, you got attacked.
I got attacked, yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, I went to see Gavigan and then was attacked sometime after.
Right.
Let's go and buy some flashlights.
I think that is a capital idea, Ophelia.
I'll treat you all.
Oh, that's nice. That's swell.
You're such a giver.
You buy flashlights.
Flashlights for everyone and extra batteries.
Excellent.
And gold bullion for everyone.
Now.
All right. Then where are we headed? Out to the Shipley's?
How well guarded was the Penhew Foundation?
Very.
It was pretty well guarded. It was in its own gated lot, and there was a couple guards. I think there was like two kind of guard-looking guys out front, but then there was also a truck there, which we weren't able to catch the name on the side of. But there was a truck there when we pulled up. Oh, it didn't have a name. Right. That's why we couldn't catch it. So there was a truck there when we arrived, but then by the time that we left, the truck was gone, and there was some swarthy-skinned gentleman hanging around the truck, if memory serves correct. Gary?
But after the truck left, it was clear back there, right?
It was mostly clear, yes. There was like one or two people who were still hanging around, but yeah. Mm.
Maybe the Penhew Foundation would be a better place to break into.
Yeah. Did somebody already go through that guy's desk for some reason, maybe before he came in the office or something, or am I just making that up? Was that a different breaking and entering? Yeah.
just modify the notes. We
yes, it says so right here, and we found
the Necronomicon.
The exact evil plans, detailed step by step in a notebook.
Okay, Jonathan, you found the Necronomicon. Now make me a sand roll for reading.
Oh, God.
01. Oh, hello. I have a cat.
Thank you.
Lovely. So, okay. Right. Well, that's quite interesting. Is anyone updating the notes? I was updating the notes, but stopped.
I'd step away for a moment. Well, the problem we have with both of those things is it's during the day right now. So we've already made visits to both places, so any return visits are likely to be less than satisfying, less sorry, I was checking the notes. Yeah, so I don't know. I again suggest that maybe those are better for the evening. I don't know. I guess we could send different groups to Shipley and different groups to the Penhew Foundation if we wanted to change up faces and thought something could be gained by talking again.
I don't. If going to talk to people at the Penhew Foundation involves having shadowy things come to try and murder you.
Oh, so you think that... you think that's connected then. Okay.
Well, I would... I've spoken to Gavigan before, and he was already twitchy with me before.
Right.
I think if we went and asked him about this Alan Groot person, and he got twitchy again, then that would definitely be a second confirmation on... that this guy is involved in this somehow.
That doesn't seem like a good plan.
Well, we know that he's involved with this other guy.
Yeah.
I mean, how many other Gavigans are there?
If we're suspicious of people, I don't think the best course of action is to go and ask them questions about did you drive this person insane and send things after him to commit him to some Scottish asylum.
You've already given him your name and address.
We should change hotels.
Could say that we're a private investigator looking after, you know, someone that was attacked the other night. And after looking into it, found this name, Alan Groot, tried to call and get an interview with him, and I guess the only thing he says
recommended
is gap
that
again.
We call you.
Yeah, in not so many words.
That is a terrible idea. Let's just break in.
Yeah.
And search.
Might be
stuff.
Tough to break in, but we could do it now. Do we want to just go for Penhew, or like Betsy was saying, split up and some people check out the Penhew Foundation, some people check out the Shipley's?
It might be.
I mean, I know what this Gavigan guy looks like, so hopefully we can steer clear of him if we go try and break into the Penhew Foundation.
You know,
I think we should focus our attention rather than...
You know what, Gary? We saw Gavigan leave when we were waiting after we left the last time.
Yep, mm-hmm. He went to the bank.
We saw him leave in a car or saw him walk?
No, he just walked. He walked down the road to the bank.
Okay. All right.
You know, I was just thinking, I've been thinking that we're going to have to wait till the evening to go to the Penhew Foundation to break into Gavigan's stuff. But you know what? If Gavigan is at the Penhew Foundation, then he's not at his home, which is another place that we know would, you know, that he might frequent. So maybe there's something to be gained there.
I don't think we know where his house is.
But we can find out, surely, one way or another. We've got a contact at Scotland Yard, right? I don't know. We can come up with some way to figure out where he lives.
Gavigan's a pretty well off, you know, upper crust kind of person, right?
Yeah. Yes. He runs the Penhew Foundation.
Yeah. I probably have some connections who might live in the same social circles.
There we go.
Your social circles are in America, so you will have to make me a hard
credit rating.
Roll. Credit rating, your roll. Yeah.
Well, my credit rating is 104. So let's see if I can do that. 52 on the dot. That is a hard credit rating.
Okay. So, you know that he has two places of residence.
Naturally. Place in the city, place in the country.
Exactly.
Who doesn't?
No, more like Ophelia would say, only two places of residence. What a popper.
Well, Great Britain is such a small country.
You said it, not us, Jonathan.
Oh, and also you know that you find out through your contacts, he actually started off as poor. He was a poor young man who basically
came up from the mean streets.
Yeah, and he ended up in the Penhew Foundation. And
now that is suspicious. Don't trust anyone who made their own money.
Anyone that didn't have daddy's money isn't worth talking to.
Well, no, it just means it's not so common, that, is it? Unless you're willing to get your hands dirty.
They give you an address in the city, which he stays at, and they give you where is it?
As long as they don't say he's got some manor out by Lesser Edale.
No. <thank you. laughs> in Essex. He has a country estate in Essex.
Okay, well, that's not too far away.
Well, should we split up and check Gavigan's city house while... Or head to check out Gavigan's city house? He's probably, if it's during the day, he's probably not there, since he's most likely at the Penhew Foundation running things.
Right.
There'll be,
but I guess he's got
there'll
servants.
Be servants and...
Yeah, hmm.
I when you were in his office, was mm-hmm. there anything that looked interesting? Do we remember? I don't remember. Don't know if I was there.
I think he just had a lot of notes and journals and information on past Penhew Foundation expeditions and stuff like that.
Well, it was a messy affair. Yeah, there was.
Yeah, a lot of
stuff
shit
all over.
I'd be tempted to wait until he heads off in the evening and check that place out, but we've got lots of targets, haven't we now? Lots of places to break into. I don't know.
Do that. Well, Ophelia, you seem to be the resident expert on B&E.
oh, why, thank you.
I would go
know
with
how
what
to
you
flatter
suggest.
A lady.
I would go, I would defer to your extracurricular knowledge of entering and exiting other people's houses.
Well, just as well I bought my breaking and entering outfits.
They are some of your finest. I do enjoy them.
Ten black turtlenecks.
Yep.
Five black, five slightly darker black.
Can't forget the high heels. You need to have the high heels.
Right.
Breaking.
Right. Yes,
that way you
yes.
can
right.
reach the windows.
The snakeskin leather thieving gloves.
And the whip. Just because it's an accessory, I don't know.
So this evening, we'll...
We got brand new flashlights.
Penhew Foundation?
Yeah, why don't we plan to break into the Penhew Foundation this evening? That sounds like a good plan.
So we want stealthy people inside and maybe some burly lookout people on the outside.
Should we send anybody to the Blue Diamond? Maybe, say, Irish or Iris and Amy or something like that? Just to kind of have somebody there in case something happens.
Possibly a bad idea.
Who's the best driver? I'm not.
I'm a fine driver.
Not so much me.
I can drive.
Everybody can drive. Oh, but that's what you.
Well, if we're leaving someone by themselves to watch the alley for the truck at the Egyptian club, then I would vote for Mr. Archer, since he kind of has the all around package as a PI.
Sure, I can do that.
Tito, I could probably use you at the Penhew Foundation if we need. Or I can go to the Penhew Foundation if Betsy wants to go to the Shipleys with Tito.
Yeah, either way, I say we should focus on something, right?
Yeah, why don't we just all go to the Pinyu Foundation? If we go to the Shipleys, that's going to have to be seriously roughing up the old folks because that's where they live and work. I don't think there's anything to be gained without a direct confrontation.
Sounds like the Pinyu Foundation's the plan for now then. So we'll head there tonight.
Okay. So what do you want to do for the rest of the day?
How much time do we have left? Do we have time to get out to...
What time do you want to break into? It would be, you know, probably about lunch. I'd say about lunchtime at the moment, so...
Yeah, I guess we can just check off the train schedule for tomorrow or something.
This is for Lesser Edale?
Yes, for Lesser Edale, sorry.
Okay, so the Lesser Edale train schedule is... Where is it? Oh, sorry, it's to Derby. Yeah, it's in Derby, which is part of Lesser Edale. So, yeah, you have to catch a train initially to Lesser Edale, which is... I had it before. Okay, so... Let's see, Derby, or say Derby, is 130 miles north of London. You catch a train to Lesser Edale, a motor omnibus.
What?
That's what it says. It says Lesser Edale can be reached from, it's in Lesser Edale in Derby. So there's a service at 6:35, 9:20, and 4:00. They've got two different time schedules here.
So we'd probably have to go early in the morning to come back that afternoon, evening.
Yes.
Are we debating whether to do this now or
just... No.
I think we already missed our... We missed our times.
Yeah. Basically decided on waiting around and to do the Pinyu Foundation.
Okay.
Said the early departure times around 6:30 or something like that?
Yes, 6:30 a.m.
And can we figure out the last...
4:00, like I said.
4:00 is the return. Latest return.
Yes.
Okay. I guess Betsy's going to get a nap after being up all night. Nice dinner.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to stay awake, during the night as well. So.
What time? Yeah,
maybe we all take naps. Nap time, everyone.
Okay. Nap time.
Good.
And it comes around to what time do you guys want to head down to break into the Pinyu Foundation?
Maybe like 11-ish.
It might be good to at least monitor them to see when people leave.
So maybe head over there around like 9:30, 10 o'clock and wait in the bushes.
There's no real bushes.
Maybe just go late then.
Yeah, maybe like 11:30.
Okay.
And you were going to send Miles just to sit in a car at the pyramid, the Blue Pyramid?
Right, to wait in the back alley.
Just to see if anything happens.
Yeah, to see if that truck comes to pick up those people, because then you could follow them and see where they go.
Okay. Yep, sounds good.
There we go, Gary. That's
okay. You guys hit two.
And we did get flashlights, yes. I believe we made a point of getting flashlights earlier.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Flashlights.
Okay, so you head to the Pinchy Foundation at 11 o'clock.
Spend half an hour, so just scoping the place out.
I guess we should figure out how we get over there too, right? I mean, we're not going to get on the bus. Do we?
It's in London. It's in one of the central neighborhoods.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're like coming out in our dark stuff with bags of whatever, you know, I don't know, that getting on the bus and riding it back out of there is the sort of thing. Do we have a car in case we have to leave suddenly?
Okay, so retcon, rent a car during the day.
you've already rented it, so you're renting a second car.
Right, because we're going to need, Miles is going to need a car to stake out the Blue Pyramid, and then we'll need a car so that we can get to and away from our nighttime burgling activities.
Yeah, oh, by the way, Gavigan's place is actually a flipping name for him. I just found it.
Could you repeat that? Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry. Gavigan's place is what?
A flat in Mayfair.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay.
Does that mean with your approval?
A flat in Mayfair these days would probably be beyond even Ophelia's family.
Damn.
Not quite, but it's pricey.
Okay, so the building, you get head up to because you've been there before, Miles and Jim, there was basically a stair, a slight staircase going in, and out the back there was a loading dock area with a gate, and that's where you saw where the truck was.
Okay. Now, does it look like there's any lights on inside or anybody outside?
Okay. Can you guys make me spot hidden rolls?
93.
30 is a hard success.
Okay. You see, every now and then, you'll see what looks like a flashlight. Basically, I mean, how...
I mean, we'll wait, for like 5-10 minutes to see at least, you know, if there's a guy out there with a flashlight, if he's doing like a perimeter check, if he goes off towards the back, maybe.
Is he doing a regular sweep kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem to see, it looks like, a regular sweep.
Okay, so I'll wait for him to go out of sight, and then I'm going to see if I can pick the lock on the gate.
So you're heading around to the loading area at the back. Okay, so now the...
I assume that's not visible from the street.
Yeah, it's not visible from the street.
Perfect.
Okay, you make me... It's a padlocked with two stout chains across it. So make me well.
I'll step in front. And
there you go, Ophelia. Show me how it's done.
14 is one away from an extreme. So that is a hard.
You open it easily. She steps up and goes, click.
Well done, Ophelia.
And you slide open the gate.
Okay. We
all right.
And head into the loading area where there's the back
door. So do you want me to wait here with the car on just in case, or?
Well, I think the car's out at the street, right? And we walked up to the building. Is that...
Oh, Randall, you can go in.
Maybe we could park the car inside here now that the gate's open.
Like not if there was a guy walking around.
All right, I guess I got confused. I was thinking there was like a gated area, and then there was the building behind it, and the guy's inside the building.
That's I think correct. There's a...
Yes.
No.
The right. Back area is gated. The front area isn't gated. When you first saw the guy walking around, you saw him from the front. You went around to the back, which has got the gated area loading the dock.
Okay. All right.
But is he inside the building or walking the outside grounds?
You believe he's inside the building.
Oh.
Much easier, yeah.
Okay.
Until we have to be inside the building.
Should we park the car inside and close the gate and try to take this guy out? Or?
I think we should try and take him out, but I think parking the car in
might not be the best plan.
Yeah.
Or at least not yet.
They might notice.
Take the guy out first.
Yeah. We should just we'll close the gate but not lock it, so it looks, you know, to a casual glance, it's going to look locked.
Yep. Okay. When you look at the back, you have a back door and you have a staircase going down the side, down to the right side of the building. Looking at it.
Okay. So, I think we'll head on down.
Which way?
Basement door.
Start at the bottom, work our way up.
Yeah.
If we saw the guy on the first or second floor, I would definitely like to enter on the basement. And then we can head up from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I wonder. Okay, so you head down to the basement door. Okay.
Is it locked?
Yeah, it's locked.
Okay. I'll look over at Ophelia.
Why don't you try this one?
Well, okay. Maybe the student will become the master.
I'll stand over and just watch and supervise. Give you tips. Yeah.
Oh, an 11. That is success. That is a one away from an extreme success. It's a hard success.
Well done. You're learning.
I have a good teacher.
And you open up the door. You step into a room. Just right. Why don't we create a drawing?
Ooh. That's always bad.
Now, how do I do this?
I think if you go to if you're in the notes and you go to the top menu, let's see, is it under docs or it might be in the apps? I forget how Jim starts this up when he does it.
To do what?
Drag to do the draw? Like
draw.
Oh.
I'm going to back to Google Docs to see if I can. Okay.
Here, in the map, insert. If you go into the notes and go into insert, you can insert drawing. Yeah, there you go. And then we can close it. Once we're done drawing it, it'll drop it into the notes.
Okay.
Cool.
So, insert drawing, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did that pop up for you, Gary?
Yep, that's popped up for me.
Let's see, that, I don't know if we can see that while we're drawing it.
Probably not. Okay, so, yeah.
But you can, if you go to File, you can go to File, New, and then there's a selection for drawing. So that's probably how you could do it to share it with us.
New drawing.
And after share. You start it, yeah, you'll have to share it with this person.
This. Okay. Sorry, my computer's running a bit slow. Dad, everybody. Anyone else link?
Isn't technology wonderful?
It's... Okay, let's see if you guys can access this link.
Yes.
Someone pop that link into the notes?
It already is. Oh, in the notes, sorry. Yeah.
I have it, yes. But I don't see anything on it.
Yeah, there's nothing on it yet.
Okay.
Just... So lines. Okay, so you have... Come on. So you have...
All right, sweet.
And that's the door there. Okay, what you have here is basically a large room with crates down the bottom here. So there's all these different crates down the bottom that you can see. There's an elevator to your left at the top. Crates, I burn this. There and here is coal bin with a chute. Sorry, bad drawing. So there's a low wall where they can access the coal for the furnace. And there is a door down here.
Okay, so we're coming in near the top.
Top left.
Single line on the left-hand wall. And if we come to the door, the elevator is to our left, or as we look at it at the top of the page, right? Okay.
That's correct.
I am oriented.
Okay, so I guess we can go through the crates and see exactly where they shipping out of here.
That makes sense.
General Egyptian artifacts.
Nothing interesting.
Nothing interesting.
Gary, is there a door to the room, the coal room?
There's a low wall.
Oh, it's a low wall, so we can see into it.
Yeah, you can see into it and see the coal, and there's that door down.
On the bottom? And,
yeah, at the bottom, yeah.
Well, if we don't see anything really and stands out in here, I guess go to the door and have a listen.
What is there's boxes, and right below the coal chute, there was something else, right? That other square?
That's the furnace.
Oh, that's the furnace. Okay, so not important.
Is there anything inside it? Is it burning?
Nah, it won't be burning at this time of night, no.
Okay.
So have a listen at the next door.
Mm-hmm. You listen. Make me listen now.
It's a fail for me.
It's a success for me.
Fail.
Yeah. Fail for Betsy.
You don't hear anything.
Okay, is this door locked? Gary?
Okay. Yeah?
Is this door locked?
No.
Ah, perfect.
It opens up into a crawl space, so it's not... It seems to be more storage, but it's also not very big. It's basically you have to crawl more half height.
But there's nothing. There's nothing inside it.
Nothing inside there at the moment.
But we can see.
Yeah, just
shine the flashlight.
Shine the flashlight. Yeah.
Yeah. More zombies.
It's empty.
Okay. Is there like exterior access? Say if we're running for our lives and somehow can't get out, this is not a way we can get out. Okay.
And there's no stairs to the inside of the house, just the elevator from here?
That is correct, yep.
Okay. Well, I wonder if that does that. Is it how many floors are there to this?
You know that there is a couple of floors, two floors.
And the office we're interested in is on the
second
ground floor.
Oh, the ground.
Oh, it's the ground floor. Yeah,
his office was on the ground floor.
Okay. Well, let's go there. That's where we think the guard is as well.
Right.
Are there any doors to, in the back loading area?
There was a back door, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Oh, to the main floor, so we don't need to take the elevator.
Right, so let's do that. Let's go back out the basement and try and go through the back door.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, sorry, that's nothing to do. I'll just say it's a new thing. Okay. So you head to the back door.
Should we wait to get a beat on this guy again? Make sure he's nowhere nearby, or just go ahead and take our chances?
Maybe peer through the keyhole.
See if he's nearby.
Let me spot him. Roll.
Zero, zero, zero.
Zero, zero, two. So I got an extreme.
Nice.
That's your next
case. Oh, 09.
Okay.
You see everything, Gary.
Can't hide from us. Ophelia
apparently left one of her locking tools in when she peeked in.
It broke me up.
I stabbed myself in the eye with a lockpick tool.
Hello?
Hello? We can hear you.
Can you hear us? It's that wonderful Australian internet.
They use dry snakes instead of cables, that's why.
Deadly spiders and plants
looks like
twirled into a cord. Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay. Great. That is useful. Problem is, if I close this, then it restarts.
Do you want to just rejoin the call, Gary? Oh, wait, he can't hear us.
I'll try. I started the call.
It should be fine. So you should be able to leave and...
Okay, I'll try. Just like...
Is that going to mess up with the recording, Jonathan? Or
no,
he's just going to leave and rejoin, right?
Yeah, because I'm recording. Should be fine.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
You hear us?
Like you never left.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Excellent. Okay, so.
So we're back in the hotel after our successful heist and.
Flashlight on the.
Let's open our bag and see what we have.
Top floor.
So we think we think the guard's on the top
floor. You're breaking up again.
Oh dear.
So there, let's leave it there because I can't.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right then.
Cliffhanger.
Have a good week, y'all.
Yeah, you as well.
Good to be back.
Yep. Heck yeah.
Good to have you back, Gary.
Yeah, he doesn't hear you, but I'm pretty sure he will be. He's excited as well.
Yes.
Right. All right, guys.
All right. Have a
take her easy.
Guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Happy New Year, everyone. Bye.
Yeah.